Dinner time hit, but your motivation didn't. It's time to try something different than the same three dinners you make every week. Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Say big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
On to another end of this conversation. An anonymous caller reached a volunteer search collective in Mexico on June 10th and claimed Nancy Guthrie's remains were buried in the Mariposa area near a stream by the border. The group, I'm probably going to say it wrong. I know you say it lovely every time. Jen, why don't you just say it for me so I don't do it?
Oh, well, I have to read it.
Buscando Coronazos, how do we, Nogales? I think that's correct.
Buscando's Corazones.
Oh, see, look, it rolled better. Off your tongue.
Much more beautifully said than I had. They went out and they searched the site. They found nothing connecting to Nancy. What they found months earlier during broader searches from April to May, allegedly they found more than 25 unmarked graves containing the remains of at least 32 people in the same area. The sheriff's department says it learned about the search from media reports. Mexican authorities haven't contacted them, according to authorities in the U.S. 4 months in, the search for Nancy crossed an international border, and the people running her case apparently found out from the news. The phrase I keep hearing a lot of is we haven't been contacted by Mexican authorities. Mexican authorities have not confirmed this or that. Considering the track record of Mexican authorities and the country in general, how much are we putting too much weight on what Mexican authorities are going to be contacting anybody on in terms of law enforcement or solving a crime of this nature, considering the utter chaos that's going on with cartels and such?
No, I mean, you bring up a great point, such a valid point. Look, the Mexican authorities, the federales, are in cahoots with the cartels.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. So they are really a criminal organization and enterprise in and amongst themselves. Now, that's not to say that in cases that don't involve the cartel or cases where they can be of assistance, that they won't be. In this case, you know, I don't know, but you have to go check those graves. You have to check every leaf. I think it's a bit of a shot in the dark, but it's possible she could have been delivered there. I think a lot of us have talked about that's a 50-50 proposition. It's most likely that she's in and around the Tucson area, everyone. Most likely. They're not going to take her that far, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, Jen, so tell me your thoughts on this, because this is what I posed on our show on Friday when Tony shared that, hey, they found like 27 graves and 32 bodies. Was, from my perspective, if you just reverse it, if you're looking for some attention that a family member's have lost family members, like your son's gone, your daughter's gone, they went missing, you know the cartel's involved, you know the federales aren't going to do anything. What better way to get attention to trying to find your loved ones or bring attention to this than say Nancy Guthrie's buried here? So my conjecture on this one is that there's possibly this is some poor loved one trying to use the Nancy Guthrie case to help bring attention to the fact you have a dumping ground of bodies that the cartels have here. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great, great point. I think it could be possible with why the anonymous person came forward. But at the end of the day, what are they exactly going to do? Are they going to do, you know, IgG on all of these people? Are they going to take, who's going to pay the money to even do DNA analysis at the lowest level? Who's going to do that?
Well, and to that point, and you said it so great, you have to follow every single lead you get. My thought process is they know that the FBI, because I mean, shows like us say it, you know, when you have people like us on, it's like you follow every single lead down. And so if they're looking for some positive ID of a family member, if you think some law enforcement from the U.S. is going to come in and try to do DNA evidence to try to identify, because, I mean, so you do your empathetic, you know, thought process here. If you're a family member and you're trying to draw attention to this, you have a much better than a zero probability. You at least have a probability that if you can get in the public eye in the United States and even get Savannah's family involved to fund any sense of attempt to try to find family members that are maybe in this pit or however they're placed there, you have a higher probability and chance of that happening than if you did nothing at all.
Well, I think at least you could discern women versus children versus obviously. Yeah. There's some things that you could easily discern. Boy, that further testing.
Or even just articles. So if you think, you know, I mean, so you have articles of clothing, you have momentum. I mean, who knows, right? But you don't know until you as a family member, you give it a shot. I mean, if you just think of what you would do as, you know, what each of us would do as a parent. It's like, if you knew there might be something to this, man, you're gonna do all you can.
I want to, throw this out there because, I mean, it's a point you made right away, Jen, that if Nancy is gone, she's likely buried in or around the Tucson area.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, and the reasoning for that is really quite simple. The longer you're traveling somewhere with a body, the more chances you have of somebody finding you traveling somewhere with a body. So you're best off to dispose of it at a relatively local area so you don't have to be traveling with that body. If you're going to go across the border, you have a couple options. You can go through the legal route and hope nobody searches your vehicle. I mean, or there's obviously back-end routes that people can take with a body, which is not necessarily, you know, as advantageous as if you're just doing it yourself. What would the incentive be to take Nancy's body to Mexico to bury it if she died in the house or died shortly after the house? I don't really see why anyone would take that risk, killer or not, or whatever it may be, with it. That just totally opens up your window for being caught. I mean, I get the idea of, well, there's less likelihood that she's going to be identified or found there, but you are increasing your odds of being identified and found getting the body there.
Well, you're exactly right. And if you look at this, first of all, I do want to say I 100% believe she was alive on that porch because we see expirated blood.
Yeah.
And that, so I do believe 100% she was alive. For how long? I don't think it was probably very long because I think they blindfolded her and put her in that trunk and she's just so frail. Mm-hmm. Secondarily to that, though, to your point about this whole Mexican cross, now you're going to be in the car with her for about an hour and a half, something like that. It is in the middle of the night, so it's possible that you'll never really be seen. But what about traffic cameras? What about that cop that happens to see you and pull you over for whatever reason? I totally agree with you. And remember, very early on, and I have this communique, if you don't, Tony, it's the one that Mexican authorities, the federales, again, but they said they were never contacted from the FBI on this case. This was in February, right after this mm-hmm. happened. So they're saying, listen, they didn't call us. My point to this is, why? Why is the signal sniffer looking within 2 miles of Nancy's house? Why is one person they arrested within or detained within 2 miles of Nancy's house? Why is the other one within, you know, I don't know what, whatever it was, 30 minutes, 40 minutes of Nancy's house? They are looking. If we look at the actions of law enforcement, they are looking right in around that area. And they know so much more than we know. But that tells us what they know.
Yeah. When you said the FBI never contacted federales, too, because the next thing that popped in my mind is, how could the LEGAT not at least talk to liaison? So the FBI's got LEGATs all over the world, and we have a LEGAT in Mexico City. It's hard to imagine. You don't need direction. I mean, one of the reasons why you're a LEGAT, you're an FBI agent representing our law enforcement interests in a foreign country, is because you have the ability to take initiative, you have great relationship skills. It'd be hard-pressed to think the LEGAT, without even any direction, wouldn't reach out to the local and say, hey, can you check on this? And so that's the whole thing's just weird. Why wouldn't the LEGAT reach out just on their own automatically? I would.
I agree. At least with the BOLO. But again, they're not even putting the picture, I know I'm preaching, a porch guy in Spanish on any, you know, signs. It's mind-boggling to me. Unless they know who this is, why aren't you doing that? Why isn't that all over Mexico?
I guess that's the question, is if do they know who this is, and they're trying to prevent them from going further underground, and this strategy is to play stupid. We haven't been in communication. We're not going to plaster your face everywhere because we don't want you to go further underground. Although you're kind of rolling the dice there. The more people see it, the more likely they're going to be identified if they're out there in the ether. I mean, it's a bit of a gamble there, but that's the only thing that seems to make some semblance of sense as for the procedures that have taken place in this and where they've landed or have not landed. Or it could be the simple answer is incompetence.
Robin, you and I right now, we're in the squadron. And you and I have this as case agents on this case. Is there any part of you that if you have no idea who Porch Guy is there any semblance when I say, Robin, let's change all the billboards over. It's not going to cost anything to have Porch Guy's mug and also listed in Spanish what happened. What are you going to say to me as my co-case agent? Jen, you're stupid. Don't do that. Or, yeah, maybe we should do that.
I got a big fuck yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what you do. You know, so when you exhaust everything and it costs nothing to do more, because it always, you know, inside organizations. So here's how the sausage is made again. I love talking about this with you, Jen, you know, and for the audience is like, here's what goes on behind the scenes. What resources at your disposal, personnel and financial, that you can actually do more towards cases? And if you are telling me that we have the resources to do more, why wouldn't you do more? Because if this is exhausted, in other words, you thought you had a full sponge and you've wrung it completely dry and there's nothing there, go over here. Why wouldn't you? Because it costs you no bandwidth, zero. So then it comes down to this. For some reason, because what's the motivation of all human beings? They don't do anything that inspires them to feel unsafe or insecure with their futures or their careers or something. For some reason, someone doesn't feel safe in doing more, which is really boggling in this one.
Or the only other reason is if I look at you and propose that, you say, but Jen, we already know who it is.
That's the other, that could be it too.
That's the only reason you don't do that. How about this? How about searches stopped the day after?
Yeah, that was weird too.
Pima County's choice, despite all these people coming in, all these people saying they can help. I mean, you know, we've talked about the Cajun Navy, Madres Buscadoras.
Or you just have what we saw from the beginning, extreme incompetence and narcissistic of Pima County that says
survey
we got this.
Says?
Yeah. Because you're right. Because it's literally. So we'll go to one of Jen's great Occam razors here. It's as simple as that explanation. Either they know who it is, or they're really fucking stupid.
That's literally, that is what we are left at. They know who it is, so they don't need to search. They don't need to have any billboards. They don't care about what Certit case says because they are convinced that X is responsible. So then, riddle me this. Why, when early in the case, they had not probable cause. Well, they had probable cause to do searches and to seize cars, but not probable cause to detain somebody. They had reasonable suspicion to do a detain. Riddle me this. They came in like a SWAT. It was reported that HRT was there.
I mean, they descended.
I believe there's a mix of everything going on.
Yeah, because I know people that were there, part of HRT, and they were rerouted there because Kash Patel wanted a presence there too. So I mean, there's so many machinations going on behind the scenes, from image that you're trying to maintain, attention you're trying to do, notoriety. I mean, there's so many. Because remember, everyone's always acting in their own best interest. It's so hard to tell when you have so many people vested in the outcome that they're looking for, because you have so many differing priorities as well, as opposed to just the one, financing, solve the case. And yet you have all these other people's careers, priorities, promotions, not getting unelected into sheriff positions. I mean, there's so much noise. It's so hard to filter it down into what the motivations for the behaviors are. It can be overwhelming.
But my point, Robin, is, and Tony, is if you have this name, if you have this person, right? If we're at, it's either A or B, Occam's razor, and you have that, I think you would see the same dynamic approach. If you believe you know who did it, I mean, my gosh, he could be alive. I mean, nobody can say emphatically she's dead. No one can say. So you would do that, because also, you've got some guy that could do this again, whether they do a wrench attack, whether the people say, hey, you did a pretty good job. Nobody's found you in 4 months. Why don't we give it another whirl over here?
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, I mean, it seemed like forever, even though it wasn't forever. The person that they actually were zeroing in on, and everyone was giving them a lot of grief because they didn't think they were, was Koberger. And, you know, they had a really good idea. It was him. They'd start tracing him. And so, what do you think? So let's take glass half full. They know who this person is. What's the delay in having more leakage on movement from us not seeing much?
Well, that's the thing. And everybody's, no matter what network, whether you go to News Nation network or you go to ABC, NBC, everybody tracking this, they're all saying that their sources say there's nothing. Nobody has anything. Nobody knows anything. And so if we're to believe that, and then that's why there's no leakage. There's nothing to leak.
Yeah.
But then they don't have a name.
That's why mainstream media.
Or it hasn't leaked.
I don't think they know.
I think we need to get a Ouija board and summon the ghost of Ray Combs to bring us back and answer the question. We'll do a ghostly family feud. What's going on? Why wasn't this working? And I think we might get some answers. I don't know. I feel like there's certainly wonderful, very dedicated, well-meaning, hardworking, intelligent people on this case. But I feel like at the end of the day, the answer to why we're not anywhere with this is probably ego and incompetence. For the survey... ding. I think that's what where it might be. I don't know. Time will tell. Time will certainly tell. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Save big money on everything you need at at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.